headquarters of Ramsey Solutions. It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. We help people build wealth, do work that they really love, and create actual amazing relationships. Rachel Cruz, number one best-selling author, Ramsey personality. My daughter is my co-host today. Open phones at 888-825-5225. That's 888-825-5225. We're going to start this hour with Marie in Detroit. Hi, Marie. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Here's my question. I am trying to figure out how, like, what the process is for paying, like, the principal, the extra payments and all of that so that I can pay my car off early. I have a 75-month loan. My interest rate is 13.74. Yes, I know that's a horrible interest rate. I literally, when I bought the car I drove into the dealership with would not have made it out the dealership. So I literally had to take what I could get in that emergency moment. And I've accessed I did an amortization calculator, if I'm saying it right. Mm-hmm. And if I pay everything as is right now, I'm going to pay like $11,000 in interest on a $20,000 car, which is stupid crazy. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to piece together by watching YouTube videos and asking questions. What is the exact process that I can take to pay extra on my car towards my principal, towards my interest, or that whole process that allows you to pay your car off before time?
Excellent.
And I can't figure out how to piece everything together to get a straight answer. So okay. I feel it's a blessing that I was even able to get through to you. So I just want to, I'm going to shut up and listen to tell me how to do it.
Way to go, Marie. Way to go. You're doing so good. You're thinking outside the box. What's the total balance of the car if you paid it off today?
$18,100 and some odd dollars. I've only had the car a couple of years.
Okay. And what do you make a year?
A little over $100,000. And that's only recently. I was not making that much money over a year ago. And I buttoned down and mm-hmm. got another job. And my debt, I bring home about $4,900 a month. And my debt is about $3,500 a month.
Getting a big tax refund?
No, because I have tax debt that I'm actually tackling as well. I'm trying to get all my finances in order and trying to become debt-free.
Okay. How much is you have money going into your 401k?
Yes, I do, but I don't have the max. I have, I think, about 5%.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, You're new to all of our stuff. I do want to answer your question, but I want to answer it in context of what we teach, okay? So we teach a whole process for becoming wealthy. And the shortest distance between where you are in wealth is getting rid of this debt, as you said, the IRS and the car debt and whatever other debt you've got. We teach you to list all of that debt, smallest to largest, pay minimum payments on everything but the little one, and attack the little one with a vengeance. So let's put that in context of that. What do you owe the IRS?
I just actually did it, and I'm at about $20,000.
Okay, so very similar to your car. Okay, what other debts have you got?
Besides my car, mm-hmm. I think I have a few medical bills. I don't have an enormous amount of debt. But the debt that
you got plenty.
If I was to lose one of my jobs,
you got
I
plenty.
Could literally,
you got enough
drown.
To be nervous.
Mm-hmm. Well, she just said if she lost one of her jobs, she drowned.
Yeah.
So yeah, you feel it.
Good.
Do you know what the other medical debt is? Do you have credit cards too, Marie? At all? Credit card debt?
No, I don't have credit card debt.
No student loan.
No.
Good. Okay. Great. Okay, we got a good picture then. Okay, so what we would do is tell you to do this temporarily. Stop investing. Because we want to completely focus on clearing all this debt as fast as possible, and I want to squeeze as much out of your check and get it home as much as I can to throw it at the debts. First thing we're going to do is knock out those two little medical bills right quick, because they're just like mosquitoes buzzing around, okay?
Okay.
And then once they're done, then I agree with you. We'll pay the minimum pay. Are you paying a payment plan on your old tax debt?
I haven't gotten to that point yet. I'm actually working with a financial counselor who's going to do an offer and compromise for me once the IRS sends me my official bill.
You won't get it. Have you paid him to do that?
I paid them to file all of my back year taxes.
Good.
That's what I paid them to do.
Yeah, do not pay for an offer and compromise. You won't get one.
Okay.
The OIC is based on, the only way the IRS forgives IRS debt, an offer and compromise is that the IRS waives your debt. They give it up. They're not going to collect it. The only way they do that is if you are have no income and no assets. And you have both. So there's not a chance you're going to get an OIC. And some of these companies, I don't know who you're dealing with, will charge you as much as $10,000. Like you hear them on cable TV and stuff, like, if you got IRS debt, we can help. Yeah. Give me $10,000 to file an OIC, and you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of that thing going through. So, no, don't do it. You're not going to get approved for it. That's it. So, now, back to your car that you called about. Okay? All the way back there. We're going to stop your 401k. We're going to pay minimums on everything. We're going to attack the debt as fast and as harshly as we can. If you can change your W-2 and bring more home and not create more tax problems, but instead just not get a tax refund, because a tax refund is going to go straight to them.
Okay.
But if you could get no tax refund but owe no more, and I think you've got too much coming out of your check. And I would have your tax person look at that. But anyway, as much as we can do, anything we can do to get money to throw at the car. Now, then there's two types of car loans. Most car loans are what are called simple interest loans, and you would just simply pay big chunks of extra checks once a month on that debt. So if you send them $1,000, the next month that 13.74 is not charged on that $1,000.
Okay.
And you went from 18 to 17. And then you send them $1,000 the next, it goes from 17 to 16. I want you to pay off this car in 12 months, $1,500 a month or less. 12 or less a month.
Is that $1,500 including my actual payment?
No, on top of your actual payment.
Okay.
And you'll be done, actually you'll be done in about 11 months if you do that. Okay?
Okay.
Now that's if it's simple interest, and most car loans, 90-some-odd percent of them are simple interest. There is another type of interest that is a rip-off car loan, a subprime lender, and it's a high interest rate. You might have one of those, and they will charge you the interest whether you pay it off early or not. They calculate it. They give you some savings, but they calculate it on total of payments, the TOP. When you call them up and ask for the balance, what do they give you? They give you the $18,000 balance, or do they give you the $30,000 balance?
Honestly, I keep getting the runaround. I can't get anybody to answer my question.
Who's the loan with?
It's Ally.
Oh, crap. Yeah, you may have a subprime loan here. Ally's crappy stuff. So, 13.74.
So you still just throw more money at it.
Either way, just throw as much as you can at it as fast as you can. And you just send them an extra check once a month, a big one, and tell them principal only, and they'll throw it on there. It is that simple after all that discussion.
John Deloney here. All right, people, you're adults, so I'm going to talk to you like adults. It'll be hard for some of you to hear. Ready? It's time to move on from the grandma hand-me-down, the Facebook marketplace deal, or the just plain old and junky mattress. It's ridiculous. We upgrade our smartphones every 3 months, but we hang on to the same lumpy, uncomfortable mattress for decades. Your sleep is too important for that. It's time to invest in a good night's sleep with a high-quality mattress. And for me, that's DreamCloud. I'm speaking from experience when I say this is the easiest thing you can do to start improving your life and your health. And DreamCloud is making it even easier with an offer exclusively for my listeners. $499 in accessories plus an additional $250 discount. That's $749 in accessories and savings. And you'll get pillows, a mattress protector, and luxury sheets. It's time to change your sleep and your life. Visit dreamcloudsleep.com/Deloney or dreamcloudsleep.com and enter promo code Deloney to get your new mattress today.
Cruz, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. She and George Camel will join me on July the 14th. We are hosting a free live stream event called the Real Estate Reality Check. And we're going to walk you through what's going on out here in the housing market and how it all works and how to navigate it. And spoiler alert, the housing market is not going to crash. And we're going to show you why. We'll teach you where real estate prices come from. And so then we can show you how that works and you can understand the facts with actual data and charts and graphs and economics and stuff instead of feelings. Yeah. If you want some feelings, read the comments on my Instagram. You'll find some feelings. People have a lot of feelings on Instagram.
I did this morning. I didn't know you posted the... It's a great synopsis.
You liked the article?
Yeah, that was great. Thanks. Of it. And then underneath...
Here it goes.
It's a lot. I know. I hate to even...
We ought to read Dave Reed's mean tweets, right? I mean, we ought to do some of that. But anyway.
That's what you're reading, though, and that's where you're getting your information, though, it is scary of what people are saying, of like the belief of what is really happening in the world. And
the number of people that think that the sky is falling is disturbing.
It's a lot. I mean, it's a lot.
And they're angry about it, and they try to be intellectual about their anger. And it's really hilarious. It's kind of sad. But let me help you with something.
But
okay? If you are posting negative comments on someone else's Instagram that you don't even know, by definition, you're not an intellectual. Okay?
Oh,
by definition.
That's more than half the population.
Well, I mean...
People feel the need.
No, I don't follow... Okay. I guess I don't qualify because I've never posted a comment on someone's Instagram that I don't know. Good or bad.
Well, of course not. I was going to say...
I don't need to go around and bitch about what someone else has to say.
Oh, my gosh. You've said two cuss words in two segments of this show already. Unbelievable.
Okay.
No, but really. But people are... They are... Can't keep going.
They're afraid.
They are.
And in their fear, they come off angry.
That is true. And...
We're going to help.
The question... The statement is that you don't need to be afraid. And here are the facts. And this is what we're going to talk about, which I really am excited about.
We're going to help.
Diving in.
We're going to show you that... Yeah. We're going to help. You can call me names and everything else. I'm still going to help you.
That's right. So. Yeah, you're so sweet.
That's me. Sweet. That's what I'm known for. Yeah.
But we can all acknowledge, though, this is, I mean, if you were to paint where we are as a country today, from inflation to, I mean, everything that's going on, right?
Yeah, I filled up my Raptor and I almost passed out. I'm a hyperventilator. I had a John DeLoney anxiety attack.
You did. It's good to know. He's human.
It's not because I don't have money. It just pissed me off. It just made me mad.
I know, but it is pretty wild where we're at, though, as a country. Would you agree of everything, or do you just don't think it's like...
It is...
With housing?
There is more negativity right now in the economic news than there has been in a decade.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if this is your first grown-up decade to have a grown-up economic trouble... This is your first time to see this. I've lived through like six of these, so I've got a bit of a yawn. But it's not because I'm detached or don't understand. I just have perspective. I'm old. And so we didn't die from this the other six times it happened in my life. And so it's not the end of the world. The sky's not falling. I mean, Biden's incompetent, but he doesn't have the power to completely destroy the nation. He's just screwing it up, you know? I mean, it's not, he just doesn't, and neither does the Fed, and neither do I, if I'm wrong about this, woo, you know, and so, you know, it's just, the point is, it's that we're going to be okay, and we're going to give you perspective over time, and it's not because we're out of touch, it's actually because we're in touch with this thing called history, and data, and perspective, and all of that leads to a word called wisdom, and we're going to walk you through all of that. And it's going to be, we're not going to talk down to people. It's just, we're going to show you what's going on.
Yes.
And it's just, but it is a little bit of a psychologically fascinating thing in the world of social media, how out of control people's emotions are. I mean, they're 4 years old in their emotions. Just completely bonkers.
Yes.
I would not anymore allow you to behave like that in my presence. And you wouldn't either. You wouldn't either. Right. I mean, if I want you, that lady sitting out there wouldn't allow someone to act like that in front of her. Because she would be going, you're 4 years old. You know, grow up. And because people don't act like that in person, but on digital media, they lose 100% their minds.
Totally. But with the event, though, we are going to address
the real estate prices.
That and the fear and the, like, the...
Yeah.
the mindset that's so easy to go into, right?
When if you've already got your mind made up and you've decided the world's coming to an end, don't watch it. It's just going to make you mad because I'm right and you're wrong. It's going to piss you off. So don't even watch it.
What percentage do you know you are right that the world is that the real estate market is not
versus
crash?
The commenters on Instagram? 100. But in general, hey, listen. Did I call inflation a year ago?
You did.
Dead on.
Yeah, you did. Okay? You did.
Did I call the recession properly in 2008?
I have no idea.
No, I did not. Okay? I declared there was not going to be a recession in 2008, and I was wrong.
Ooh,
it went down.
Okay. All right.
I was using different data to analyze that than I was this situation. That was more...
Did that catch everyone off guard, though? Or am I...
That was the first time that type of economy... movement had occurred, and that none of that is involved in this one.
Yes.
Okay. It was the mortgage-backed securities, the MBSs, and the mortgages being made to broke people because of horrible lending practices bought by hedge funds and securitized, and it crashed not only the stock market, it crashed the housing market. So it didn't crash. It brought it down dramatically. Yeah. And it all came back in 24 months, by the way.
Yeah.
Even in 2008.
Yeah.
When I was wrong.
Yeah.
And so if I'm really wrong on this one,
we got 2 years.
This idea that your world is coming to an end is still not correct. I'm more right than that, no matter what. So we are, it's not just me. I mean, you and me and George.
No, you've got
all
it.
Of us have gone through all this. So
you've done this since you were 18, Dave.
I have. RamseySolutions.com/realitycheck if you want to sign up for the free live stream called Real Estate Reality Check. And as you can tell, the discussion between George and Rachel and I will be fun and entertaining. It always is. All right, Zach is with us in Chicago. Hey, Zach, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Rachel, for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
So I've been on your program for about 3 years now, and I am debt-free except for my mortgage.
Good for you.
Thank you, Dave, for providing this knowledge, and Rachel. The next step here in my life is I'm getting married in November.
Yay! Right.
Congratulations, Zach.
Thank you. And I have a new problem that I never thought about before this, so it kind of took me off guard, and I don't know how to handle it. The wedding is a traditional Indian wedding, and we're cash flowing all of it, mainly her parents and my parents, so that's not the issue. The issue is they're insisting on gifting us a bunch of gold, both of us, from both sides. My side to hers, her side to us, because that's what they do. It's tradition.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell am I going to do with a bunch of gold sitting in a safe for the next 30 years? Because I asked my dad, where's your gold that you got it from your wedding? It's been sitting in a safe deposit box for 40 years. What am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do?
Well,
it's tradition. That's my thing, Zach. A little bit. There's like a.
How fun! Yeah,
yeah. It's exciting, but yeah. I'm like, I don't.
So how much do you think all this gold will be worth?
If I was to put a number on it, I mean, I'm gonna end up with like $50,000.
Wow. Okay. So how long before you sell it?
Exactly. I mean, the problem I'm having with it also is my family's going spending and paying 10% to 13% on tax for buying this gold.
Yeah.
You know, that's money that I don't get.
That's not your problem. That's their problem. So I would take the gold and I would hold it long enough to hurt as few feelings as possible, like a year, and then I would sell it, turn it into cash. That's simple. And it's a nice tradition.
It's a gift.
A $50,000 gift of any kind that I can sell later for $50,000 is a wonderful gift.
Not hurt people's feelings. Holding off till hurt at least. Something's happening. I feel it. I feel it in the air. Changing before our eyes, Dave. We're changing before our eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's it. This is the Ramsey Show. I say it all the time, if you're a business owner, you've got to know your numbers. But if you're using old school finance software, manual processes and delays can hold you back. It's time to graduate. to NetSuite by Oracle. With NetSuite, you gain visibility and control your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, plus access to their number one cloud financial system. To get clear on your numbers and take your business to the next level, go to netsuite.com/Ramsey. Rachel Cruz, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Open phones at 888-825-5225. On the stage, the debt-free stage, Brandon and Blair are with us right here in the lobby. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey.
Subtle shirts.
We just wanted to make sure the point got across.
Make sure it's bright. You need, like, lit up, debt-free.
Yay.
I like it. I like your shirts a lot. I'm kidding with you. I love them. So, how much debt did you pay off?
We paid off $230,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In 38 months.
Good for you. And your range of income during that time?
We started off with $126,000 mm-hmm. and ended with $170,000.
Excellent. What do y'all do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Okay, what grade do you teach?
Second grade.
Oh, love it.
Sweet time. Sweet kids.
Yes.
And I'm an implementation manager for a financial institution.
Very cool. Very cool. We got some second graders running around among the grandbabies.
Yeah. We got one.
We love second grade teachers right now. Yeah. We know how patient they must be. Yeah, so good stuff, guys. So where do y'all live?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, neat. Very fun. What kind of debt was the $230,000?
It was a little bit of everything, Dave. We didn't meet a 0% interest card that we didn't love. So we had all sorts of consumer debt. From beds to furniture to appliances, car loans, student loans were the biggest. We even had a house that we decided to keep for a while and ended up getting rid of.
Okay. That was your personal residence or your rental?
It was a second home at that time, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you still got your house. Correct. Now, does this include your mortgage?
Yeah. One of them.
It included
okay,
the
but you still have a mortgage on
still
your residence.
Got the main
okay.
one, yeah.
All right, cool. Cool. Well,
so that that's a lot, you guys.
You were normal.
We were very normal.
Very normal.
Yeah, normal sucks. Yeah, way to go, guys. So proud of y'all. Tell us how you did this. How did you get tied into this Ramsey stuff, and how did this journey start?
So at one point, I was doing like a makeshift budget, mm-hmm. and I realized that we didn't have very much money left over at the end of the month. And we had this 9-year-old and no way to pay for college.
Ooh.
And so it really hit hard. And we looked at, you know, how many debts we actually had. And we had, I think, about 18 different people we owed money to.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that, like, really hit hard that the majority of our paycheck was going to debt. So I remember telling Brandon, we've got to do something. We've got to figure something out. And so I Googled how to get out of debt, and Baby Step 2 Snowball popped up. And so I clicked on it, and I immediately was like, this is a great plan. And he's our spender, and so I did not think that he was going to get on board. And then I realized that was Baby Step 2. So I kept looking and saw that there were 7 baby steps, and Brandon agreed to do it. I did not think it was going to stick. And then the next day he came home, and he was so excited, and he said, oh my gosh, there's a podcast, and you've got to listen to it, and there's even people who will get on, and they'll scream that they're debt-free, and it's super exciting, and we were hooked from there.
I love it!
Amazing.
Our plan worked!
Sneaking in there.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so what did that conversation look like? Because there's a lot of people listening that are like, oh, you know, it's the wife, and she's like, I want to get my husband on board. What did she say, Brandon, that kind of made you... that kind of hooked you, that made you even look up a podcast, that you kind of were like, okay, I'm intrigued by this idea of actually becoming debt-free?
It was that budget, sitting down and looking and realizing we make a decent amount of money, but we can't enjoy it. It's gone before it even hits the house at that point.
It does kind of tick you off. We make 6 figures, we're broke.
It's very frustrating. And then to see the little one here at 9 and not know how we were even going to think about college at that point. I felt like we were letting her down. Mm-hmm. So we needed to get kicking in the gear.
Good dad.
That's
good mom.
Amazing.
That's good, yeah. It's nothing like the changing your family tree to motivate you. That's real. Yeah. You look in their eyes and you go, I have to be a grown up and I'm going to fix this mess. Yeah, you guys, that's good, guys. I'm very proud of you.
So what were the things you guys did to get the most progress when getting out of debt, would you say?
Well, I took on quite a few different little side gigs. I did a lot of tutoring, which brought in quite a bit of money.
What can you get an hour tutoring?
I did about 35 an hour.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the main subject?
Reading.
Reading, yeah, I love it.
And then I also...
That's also, by the way, very helpful for the parent, yeah.
Yes. And whenever my county offered like any kind of training and they would pay us to do it, I went through the training. So even if it didn't really apply necessarily, I still did it because they were paying me for it. Mm. And so that definitely helped.
Nice part-time jobs, yeah.
Yes. And we also sold his truck.
Sold the truck, Dave.
Oh, man.
Ooh, now it got real.
Yeah.
What was the truck?
It was a Ram 1500. Brand new at the time.
Whoa. Yeah. What did that sell for?
Well, we just sold that a couple years ago, so it sold for around 20.
Yeah. It's a beast of a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was a hard one.
Yeah.
The good news is if you drive like no one else later, you can drive anything you want.
We're going to get there.
You're on your way. Yeah. Way to go, guys. Wow. You guys are committed. You deserve a big, bold shirt. Yeah.
Thank you.
You are committed. I mean, you did the hard stuff, the hard work and everything else. So at the end of the day, when someone hears you paid off $230,000 in 38 months, a little over 3 years, that's a rowdy number. Sold the truck. Sound like you sold a second house or a third house or whatever it was. And so you moved some stuff. But what do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
So I'll let you go first.
To me, it's the budget. Mm-hmm. It allows the spenders to spend. Mm-hmm. Gives you permission.
I feel you, Brandon. That's right.
Yeah. It gives the savers a little control over us.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. And when Murphy calls, because it's going to call along the way, especially over 38 months, and I know others have done longer journeys, you have to start with taking debt off the table. It's real easy to say, let's go grab some more debt. Mm-hmm. But when you make that decision to take debt off the table, you find other solutions on how to do things.
Yeah.
And then for me, it's all about changing your mindset. You have to realize, one, that you're not a victim. That was really big for me because I'm like, oh, poor teacher, can't get ahead. You know, we don't make a lot, took out all these loans. But then I had to realize, no, I took out these loans. This is my fault. Now let's get out. And then to also realize that you're not the exception. There's a lot of people who say, oh, well, but my story's different, and so I can take the debt out. Or, you know, I can use a card here because this is a different situation. Mm-hmm. And you are not the exception to the rule. Your plan works. And so if you follow it and you do it correctly, it works for anyone.
Can you guys fill in for me when I'm out? They got this dialed in. That's good right there. That'll preach.
It's amazing. Amazing.
Good stuff. Very, very good. Good job. So proud of y'all.
Thank you.
Hey, we got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you. That's the next chapter in your story. You will be Baby Steps Millionaires, the third most likely career to become a millionaire as a teacher. So you are on the list right there, right up there at the top. Very, very good. And a copy of Total Money Makeover for you to give away to someone. We'll also give you a one-year membership to the brand new Financial Peace University. New videos with George Camel, Chris Hogan, Rachel Cruz, and Chris was in it. Yeah, and Rachel Cruz and Dr. John Deloney in it, and me, of course. So brand new videos all out right now with Ramsey Plus, Financial Peace University, and that'll give you something to give away. Or if you had never been through it, time to go through it. Did y'all ever go through it?
We did.
Oh, okay.
Whenever, when we were pregnant, and we were about to have the baby, you had done a trial where you could do it for free during COVID.
Yeah.
And so we binge watched all the videos.
Good. I love it. Very good.
We weren't going anywhere, so yeah, we just sat there and watched.
Might as well, yeah. Got to have something to do. It's either that or Tiger King, so. Yeah. Good job, you guys. Good job. All right. Brandon and Blair, and bring in Madison and Rowan with us from Greensboro, North Carolina. $230,000 paid off in 38 months. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Three, two, one. We're debt-free!
Woo! That's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Ramsey Show. saw a study that really made me sad. It showed that families owning life insurance in the U.S. was at its lowest point since the 1970s. After what we've been through the past few years, I'm just lost on how people don't make this more of a priority. How are you going to make sure your family needs are met if something happens to you? This is why getting term life is an absolute necessity. Rates have never been cheaper, and the whole process to apply is pretty simple, with many companies not even requiring an exam anymore. This is why I send you to Zander Insurance, and I have for almost 25 years. They'll make sure you get the right protection at the lowest cost possible, and they're there for you and your family every day. I challenge all of you to make sure your families are protected. It needs to be a top priority. Call Zander at 800-356-4282 or visit Zander.com. That's 800-356-4282 or Zander.com. Retro Cruise Ramsey Personality is my co-host today. Our question of the day comes from Blinds.com. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Even if you mismeasure or you pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Free samples, free shipping, and new promos all the time. You'll save even more. Always use the promo code Ramsey.
Today's question comes from Robert in Kentucky. I used to be a business owner, and my minor children were on the payroll for modeling on our website and doing commercials. Their pay was just enough to fully fund their Roth IRAs. Now I have sold my business, so they no longer receive W-2s. Can I fund their IRAs by having them do chores around the house if I keep track of the chores and the amounts paid?
No.
No.
Won't survive an audit. So you have to have an earned income to fund an IRA, and you have to file a tax return on the earned income. And no, you can't have them work for you. Now, what you can do, and what I did with Rachel, Daniel, and Denise, was that any work that they did at the office, like you had done, I mean, we didn't do any modeling, but we had you selling books at the, you were the cute kid selling books at the book table, but you actually did work your little tail off. So we paid you well for that. Kept track of that, and then I added up anything that you all made outside of our home: babysitting, dog sitting, yard cutting, whatever. But
your
had to be
integrity snacks
had to be something outside of our home. You cannot pay a kid for doing chores and file taxes on it, but you can do that if they work doing something outside the home because someone else has paid them and is an income, and then you file that income and pay income tax on the income. If it's taxable in that situation, if there's enough there, and whatever that amount totals up to the maximum on the Roth IRA you can put in. So, like, I remember one year, one kid made like $1,223, and we added it all up. And that's all we could, with integrity before God, tell the IRS that right. They had really made. We didn't lie about it, in other words. And so I filed tax return on that kid, $1,223, and I opened a Roth IRA. Now, I paid the taxes. This is a 14-year-old or something, you know. I paid the taxes, and I put the money into the Roth IRA, the $1,200 into the Roth IRA. But it enabled me to where you guys all came out of college with a pretty good amount.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like $200,000 or something, but it was north of 50 grand probably, mm-hmm. and that they had all grown to, and you'd done them a little bit at a time from the time you were about 10 up through 18 or whatever, and we file tax returns on you every year, and so that you have proof that there's an earned income so that when you file it. Now, if you don't file the tax return, you're going to get in trouble, and if you can't justify
proof that there's
you, in other words, you can't have someone come to your office and do modeling and pay them $800,000 when you could have hired another model for $2,000. You can't do that, okay? You have to, has to be market value mm-hmm. for the labor. Now, it can be the upper end of market value for the labor, but, you know, so when you guys did work here at the office in the summers, we paid you well so that we could fund that thing, but we didn't pay you like 5x of what we would
sure.
pay someone else because yeah. you can't, that won't survive an audit. It's not, it's not a marketplace wage. And so that's how you can do that. But it's a good question, and it's what baby step seven, that's where you would do stuff like that. You would not do that if you don't have your mortgage paid off.
Yeah.
And you pay your mortgage off. You would not do that while you're putting more than to put more than 15% away for retirement. You would not do that while you haven't funded the kids' college fund and instead you funded the Roth IRA. You would not do that. So this is all after everything else is done. House is paid off at baby step six. Now we're just loading up anything we can load up, and that sets the kid up. And you know, realistically, they can be millionaires well before they're 30 if they stay out of debt, don't have college debt because of you, and you do stuff like that because of you, and then they come into their first home and you're able to help with that because of you. You do all of those kinds of things. You could set that if the kids got their head screwed on.
Sure.
You know, then they can come out. The math comes out really well in their favor.
Well, and it's just, and it's the intentionality. And I feel like that's a little bit of that idea, like when people say like the rich get richer kind of thing, right? Like it's a different mindset. But when you have the mindset of baby step seven, when you as a person have no payments, your house is paid off, you're funding college, it almost gives you the bandwidth to think, okay, how can I continue to change my family tree? What is that? How do you continue to pass on not just the monetary side of it, but also the character side of holding it?
Yeah, you teach them the hard work ethic and saving and generosity. Yeah.
Versus a home where nothing is ever talked about. You're just, you know what I mean? And this isn't a conversation. There's no teaching. There's no guiding. There's nothing. Then your child has to start from ground zero as an adult, probably getting themselves out of debt and trying to figure this out, right? So it's just the whole changing your family tree. It's a big scope.
Yeah, it is. It's more holistic than simply the math.
Totally. Yeah, I think so.
That's what you're saying.
For sure.
Yeah. And you're right. It is the answer, because I didn't grow up in a rich household. I mean, we weren't poor. I didn't go without food or anything, but we weren't rich. I mean, we knew those rich people lived over there, you know. And so when I decided I was going to become a student of rich people, the rich get richer is how people that are mad about it always say, the rich get richer, poor get poorer. Yeah, because they keep doing rich people stuff, which is intentionality. It's not screwing people. They just think about it. When the way I grew up, you wouldn't have thought about doing something like fund the kids' Roth IRA. We weren't even funding our own Roth IRAs. But let's talk about funding some 12-year-old's Roth IRA.
Right.
That's an intentional, like you said, that's intentionality.
Well, and you have the bandwidth mentally to say you're not worried about, you know, putting food on the table and paying the bill next month. When you're out of that mindset, something happens. When you don't have debt, you have an emergency fund, you follow this plan, there is a shift, I think, that you have the capacity in your mind to start thinking, okay, what else can we do creatively to help our family?
Well, it opens up both investing and generosity.
Yes.
Because you've got the bandwidth. And the bandwidth doesn't come from more money. The bandwidth comes from being on a budget.
Right.
And when these folks say, you know, what got you out of debt? I always say the budget. Everybody says the budget. Because what the budget does is it's you're telling your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. And no one tells money to do something stupid on purpose, but we've all done something stupid with money because we didn't bother to tell it what to do.
Yes.
And so when you're thinking about it like that, that's what rich people do.
Yes.
That's
do you ever recommend UPMAs still?
Hmm?
UPMAs?
Do I recommend them?
Yeah.
You can do them. It's just an account in a kid's name. But
I know. Would you?
It doesn't grow tax-free.
Right. So would you recommend parents, let's just say you have parents listening on Baby Step 7, go that, hey, kid, work. We're going to file taxes on you. We're going to do the Roth IRA route. Mm-hmm. That's more beneficial.
I would do the Roth, and I would do a 529 for college.
Yes. Those are
before I did an UTMA.
Yes. Those are
yeah.
In better favor for the child long term.
Right. Well, the UTMA, Uniform Transfer to Minors Act, is simply any account in the kid's name.
Yeah.
If you open a savings account at the bank, it's an UTMA.
Yeah.
Technically, under the law. It just means, because kids are, if you're not 21 or not 18 in some states, you can't do contracts, so you can't open a bank account. So your parents open it in your name, and they are named the custodian
of it.
And that is an UTMA. But that happens with a mutual fund, or technically a 529 it falls under that.
Because I've heard of some parents doing that instead of like an ESA or 529.
Yeah, but they're not getting the tax break.
Yeah.
And so, you're missing out on the free tax growth. Tax-free growth is not an UTMA. So, no, I wouldn't do that. I would do the 529s first. But everybody's always trying to game the system. So instead, just bother to care. And that games the system. That's what rich people do. Rich people are not consumed with money. They're not greedy. It's just they are students of it rather than students of victimhood. Now, some poor people are poor not because of their bad habits. Some people are poor because they're in a situation where they're being oppressed by another people group in some way. And so poor people are often taken advantage of, and it keeps them poor. And that's not good. I mean, we never endorse that. But you know, every time I have done something stupid with money, it made me more poor.
You lost money.
You know, that goes with the part of it is that, okay? Part of it is you're doing stupid stuff with money. And part of it is just the evil that is in the world that, you know, payday lenders taking advantage of people, right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And you don't see payday lenders in the rich end of town. There's a reason. Rich people don't do that stuff. That's how they got rich. There's that thing, okay? So, that puts this hour of the Ramsey Show in the books.
Hey, it's Rachel Cruz, co-host on The Ramsey Show. If you want to do your debt-free scream live on the show, visit RamseySolutions.com/debt-free scream. We'd love for you to come to Nashville and tell Dave your story. That's RamseySolutions.com/debt-free scream.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like The Dr. John Deloney Show.
Mental health challenges and hurting relationships happen to everyone, but they don't have to define you. I'm Dr. John Deloney, and I help people navigate through the messy things in their lives on the Dr. John Deloney Show. I'll walk alongside you as you face parenting, marriage, and other relationship challenges, and I'll walk alongside you as you try to connect with people, as you face depression, overcome anxiety, and learn how to change your life. Listen, I want you to be well. Listen to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.